spreading messages of gratitude and hearing stories from our American heroes, 97.5 Y Country and Boss Services dedicate our efforts to showing our veterans how much we appreciate them. The May We Thank You Tour is presented by Boss Services with support from Medic One Ambulance, Aiden's Landscape Supply, Pristine Pool and Spa, St. Joe Monument Works, Mel's Cafe in Southwest Michigan CBD, and Stark's Family Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. The 2022 May We Thank You Tour, live and in person.
American Legion here in Three Oaks is where we are. Dennis is with us. Dennis, you have been here with me for, I want to say, not last year, the year before, but the year prior to that. We had a conversation about your role. So remind us again, you were in the Air Force?
I was in the 82nd Airborne. I was a paratrooper.
Man. So for somebody who doesn't know what a paratrooper is, they might be able to dissect that a little bit. But yes. What did you do? What was your role?
I jumped out of airplanes. We were combat ready. Even though I was a mechanic, I was first a military, a combat soldier. And so at least once a month, we jumped out of it could be a C-130, it could be a C-141. Or I even jumped out of helicopters, a UH-1D for the 82nd Airborne.
Wow. So was that, I mean, you said mechanic, you said airborne, jumping out of airplanes. Was that something that you decided that you're like, hey, yeah, I can do this? Or was this something they kind of told you, hey, with this job, you have to do this?
No, I enlisted in the service.
Okay.
I had a friend that passed away in Vietnam. So I decided to enlist, and I also a friend that used to jump every flag day here in Three Oaks. There was an older guy. He was airborne. He used to jump. And so I always thought that's something I wanted to do. So I just enjoyed jumping.
Yeah. And so much so that even when you celebrated your birthday, what did you do?
Oh, yeah. On my 70th birthday, I was in Florida, and I went to a jump club there. I always go over there and watch. And I did a tandem jump. They wouldn't let me jump on my own. But I had 70 years old. I got to jump. And I said, that's it. Unless my daughter wants to jump. Well, my daughter wanted to jump, so I did it on my 71st birthday with her. She come down, we jumped again. So, and I'll make this statement. If my grandkids want to jump, I will jump with my grandkids.
I was just going to ask you that. It's like you read my mind, because you have a grandson, too, that we've also spoken with, right? Tell us about him.
Oh, yeah, he's a Caleb Miller. He was on St. Joe. And he would be the one grandson that would jump out of the plane with Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. He would take him on that.
Yeah, and if he ever wants to jump, Grandpa's ready.
I love it. That is amazing. For somebody who is maybe just talking or just catching this, just checking into our conversation here, Dennis, you served in the military. You served with honor. What do you want somebody to know who, in maybe 15 seconds, what it means to be a military veteran and to be essentially a hero?
It's an honor you can't really explain. It's just something from the heart. And once you do it, you appreciate America.
Absolutely. Dennis, you're awesome. I'm so grateful we had this conversation again. It's so great to see you again. I love, right when I walk in, you guys are the first people to say hey to me, and it's awesome. So I appreciate the warm welcome.
We appreciate you coming down here and interviewing the people in Post 204.
One of the most patriotic places that I can think of in the entire state of Michigan happens to be right here in Three Oaks. So it's very fitting. And we are joined by a very special guest. Now, you're no stranger here to conversations about patriotism, specifically Flag Day.
Thanks, Matt. And thanks for showing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a while since we've chatted, so
yeah,
thank you. I'm a Vietnam-era vet, past commander of the post here, and I'd like to talk not about me, but a little bit about Flag Day, which is so, oh, very close.
Absolutely. And I do want to talk about Flag Day, and I know you said not as much about you, but I want to make sure that we highlight at least what your role was when you served. So you served in the military.
I'm a Vietnam-era vet. Mm-hmm. I make that very plain to everybody.
Sure.
I served during Vietnam, but I served in Korea.
Okay.
And in supply.
And you were in Army?
Army, yes, okay. Sir.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your service again.
My pleasure and honor.
Yeah, and Flag Day is such a big celebration here in Three Oaks. First of all, why is it such a big thing here in Three Oaks? Why is Flag Day this, what Three Oaks ultimately hangs its hat on, right?
The original Flag Day was started by the American Legion, mm-hmm. and we've partnered in it for 66 years. Mm-hmm. Even during the lean years, we managed to sneak a couple of us walking down the street enough to call it a parade.
Sure.
But it is touted as the world's largest Flag Day parade, and records have to be kept to be able to claim that title.
Yes.
I think we're always in a competition with a group up in Wisconsin. I think
those Wisconsin people are nothing but
trouble. They have the longest, we have the oldest.
<All right. laughs> Wisconsin, nothing but trouble over there, I tell you. But honestly, you know, the cool thing with the parade here, it's almost like I knew you were coming because I have the website pulled up right here, right? So the Flag Day Parade has, again, returning this year, the 5K. Which is fun, good, something good to be involved in if you want to have a little bit of energy and do that. I was lucky enough to broadcast during it last year. My girlfriend ran in it, so she got this, you know, sweaty. I got sweaty watching everybody, but a great opportunity there. But beyond that, after the parade, you have live music, and that is where a lot of fun and celebration happens too, and a special musician that's going to be playing this year.
We've tried to stop calling it the beer tent to get in today's...
Right. The entertainment tent.
Yeah.
There you go.
Under the pavilion.
Under the pavilion.
We're still working on something for Friday night, but I've got a pretty good idea. We're going to have that filled Saturday. We have the Tunas, and if you've not listened to those kids, you need to come out and listen to them, although they're not kids anymore.
Right.
I think some of them can buy me a beer. And then Saturday night, we have P.S. Dump Your Boyfriend.
Also, there was actually somebody who was here before who wrote a song about Three Oaks and Flag Day. So tell me about that.
Yes. Donnie Isaacs was here 2 years ago. He is a 30-year Afghani vet, retired sergeant major, who is with CAMO, Center for American Military Music Opportunities. Therapy through music, if you will.
Sure.
He's recorded. He was so inspired when he was here for Flag Day that he wrote us a song called Three Oaks. You can see it on YouTube. I think you should listen to it.
There you go.
So come see him. He's right after the parade.
Excellent. All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And then fireworks. That's going to be cool, right?
Undeniably the best fireworks in the area by all who attended last year.
Yeah.
And they're going to be better this year.
Wow. It's exciting. Now, if we wanted to get more information about it, there's obviously a resource online. So we can go to the website that is threeoaksflagday.com. But if we wanted to reach out to you or somebody else, maybe we want to be in the parade. Or is there a way that we do that? Can we contact you directly? Or
you can go online to the Flag Day Parade Committee.
Okay.
And there are applications there that can be filled out. And if you would... Better hurry up. Spots are filling up fast.
They definitely are.
But, yeah, it's online. And if that doesn't work, you can always call the post, and someone will get back with you.
And we are continuing to have great conversations with some of our American heroes. And another one of our American heroes is actually joining us here today. And he introduced himself as Hank to me, but actually Staff Sergeant Friday is probably a better, phrasing for you. So, first... Let's talk about when you enlisted, and let's talk about your role in the military.
Well, I enlisted in October 1st of 1959. Like I say, there was a very popular TV program with Sergeant Friday, Jack Webb, and I became Sergeant Friday from the time I joined.
You were Sergeant Friday before that even happened, right?
Right.
That's awesome. So... with your military service, you were in the Air Force.
Right.
And tell me a little bit more about what you did on a day-to-day basis.
When I finally reached my sergeant status, I was crew chief on a B-52H, which was the latest model. This was in 1961.
Sure.
And, well, they're still flying.
They are, yes. You know, at that time, too, I mean, I guess I don't know a whole lot of my history on helicopters in general, but how long had helicopters been around at that point from when you were, you know, basically in charge of everybody that was in it?
Well, the B-52s actually started about 1955.
Okay.
And then progressed. Each new model was given a... The first B-52s were the A model, B model, and so on.
Sure.
And I was on the H models, which was the last one that is still flying.
Wow.
And they were a magnificent airplane. Yeah. They're just unreal.
When you, you know, obviously have spent so much time in the Air Force in...
I spent 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, so you've seen a lot of different aircraft carriers. I mean, from helicopters, airplanes, anything in the sky, essentially, you were able to kind of see or be a part of in some way, shape, or form. What was it like for you as then going back into civilian life and maybe taking an airplane for a vacation? You know, was it something where you're, did you have, I don't want to say flashbacks by any means, because that kind of has a negative connotation, but did it kind of give you a sense of like, hey, you know, this is where I belong, is in the air?
Sort of. I spent a lot of time flying in B-52s. We were not a member of the combat crew, but if the pilot so desired, he'd say, hey, crew chief, grab your brain bucket and we're going.
Wow.
So you went with him.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of, because I was stationed in Upper Michigan, and during the winter, there was a lot of times it was doubtful if we were going to get back in. We could take off when we couldn't land.
That's a little scary.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you then, with your service, what are you most proud of with your service?
I think I'm most proud of the time of the Cuban crisis, when we were on high alert. We didn't know why, but
yeah,
we were on high alert.
Sure.
And Mr. Kennedy finally prevailed, and things worked out. But we had no idea why we were on such high alert at that time.
For your family, because I know that a lot of people that I've spoken to haven't necessarily talked a lot about their time in the service with their family. So, what do you want your family to know about your service, and maybe even some of your friends?
I think people need to know not only the sacrifice that we made, but our wives. When we were on alert, we weren't home, and we weren't there. And I just can't... I can't come to words with the feelings of what they went through, especially during the Cuban crisis, because we were gone. They know nothing. We know nothing.
Yeah.
We couldn't even contact our own family. Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah. Well, you are back here. We are thrilled that you gave us an opportunity to hear a little bit about your story. Thank you. And again, Sergeant Friday, Hank, you're amazing, and I appreciate you coming in and chatting with me.
Well,
all right?
I thank you for your interview.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And This guy's got some good John Deere tractors. You ever get to talk to him?
Yeah,
he's got some great pictures.
I'm a John Deere man.
There you go. So we're giving you a bonus opportunity to hear a little bit more about some of our American Legions. And again, we're grateful for the opportunity to be here in American Legion here in Three Oaks. I mean, just the opportunity to see a lot of the history. I mean, we're looking here at a lot of these Sons of the American Legion. I believe that's, is that charter script? How would you describe that?
They date back, that's one right here is, I can't find the date on it.
I mean, there's 1937 for that one.
Yeah, 1937. And wow. Yeah, we've been, I can't remember how many years, but yeah, a long time.
That's amazing. So the voice you're hearing is Jason, who's joining us. You're the commander.
Yep, Jason, I'm the commander of the Legion here in Three Oaks. Served in the Navy right after high school, 90 to 94. Mm-hmm. Was a welder, shipyard welder, hull tech.
Wow.
And all up and down the East Coast, from Brooklyn to Charleston Naval Shipyards.
Man, are you excited to get to port when you can go?
I was never out at sea.
Never out at sea. Okay.
Shipyard welder. The ships would come in, we'd repair them and send them back out.
Okay. Good. Well, that's all right.
That was my gig.
There you go.
I had like 2 days sea time, and that was it.
That's okay. Hey, yep. That's all right.
Yeah, I was fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Less seasickness, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Obviously, you know, being a commander, you get to kind of oversee everything. You have a lot of people who are also...
Yes and no. I mean, it's a team effort. Obviously, you know, it's not one person. And we have a very good team here with all of our officers and our Legion family. You know, everybody just... We do a lot of fundraisers. We do a lot for our community. Everybody steps up. Our wives, children... just recently, we've had a few fundraisers for Three Oaks high school kids that are going to Europe next year.
Wow.
We've had a taco Cinco de Mayo dinner. We've had spaghetti dinners. And the kids even come down because it's their trip. They come down. They volunteer. They help serve the food up, help clean up afterwards. So it is a big family down here.
I have to say that the family aspect, I immediately felt back again when I walked through the doors the first time because three people immediately, hey, man, how's it going? And it's like, it's something you don't get anywhere else, you know?
Right. And then us being close to the casino, we get a lot of people from South Haven Legion, Buchanan Legion, Edwardsburg. And this is always one of their stops.
Yeah.
Always one of their stops when they're coming to New Buffalo or going to the beach or anything like that. So, yeah. I mean, we're honored to be where we're at in the community we're in and the people passing by. And if you don't know anybody when you walk in, just say your name and somebody's going to come shake your hand and
absolutely
and tell you to sit down and tell a story or something.
Yeah, so, it is a great feeling here. You know, you said community, and that's such a big focus for what American Legions stand for. And with American veterans or heroes, with their family members, with sons, auxiliary, that join.
Correct.
It's all about serving your country and then serving your community. So tell me about, you know, you mentioned the spaghetti and all that stuff, but you do so much more than that.
Right. Well, this year, my wife and I took on a project. It started out small and then it blew up. So June 6th, we're going to be hanging veteran banners throughout the town of Three Oaks.
Awesome.
Like the high school kids have for softball, basketball, baseball. And it's all veterans. And we've thought, we're going to get 30. We ended up getting 100.
You need more light posts now, don't you?
We need more light posts, more places to put them. So we ended up with 50 posts, so we doubled the banners up. And we worked with Kevin Harrington on it. He did a great job. We got them doubled up. So they're going to hang from over Flag Day. They'll hang for 2 weeks, and then we plan on hanging them for over 2 weeks in Veterans Day.
That's awesome.
And I've already gotten so much wonderful feedback from kids. That's my grandpa. I want to come down and see my grandpa or my dad or my brother or uncle or husband, whoever. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great feedback. And I could not believe how many veterans we got in this community.
It's amazing.
It is. A lot.
It warms my heart that you did that, because I know that there's a couple other communities, and the reason why I knew you had to double the light poles for trustworthy is because that seems to be a trend, you know, for the communities that do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the recognition that our veterans deserve, but it's also something really special for the families of the veterans, you know? And I hope that, I mean, I don't know what the plan is with it fully, but I hope that you're going to get, like, a drone to be able to go and get video of all of these.
Well, they do a drone.
Do they? Okay.
Over on the Flag Day parade.
Good.
So you'll get to see a lot of them too. But
excellent.
If I can find somebody that's good at flying one, sure.
All right, there you go. If I know of anybody, I'll pass them on to you. All right.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Just
fly one through town and get some pictures.
It'd be amazing. Yeah. What a great opportunity that is. So, let's just ask, because we talk about how many veterans are here. Obviously, we know that not all of them are signed up and members here of the American Legion.
Right.
If somebody's hearing this, especially with the younger members, I know that you guys are doing pretty well with getting some younger members to join in, but how do they do that?
So all they have to do is just come in, ask for an application, and fill it out. We give it to our adjutant. He sends it to the state. They verify everything, and you're signed up.
Then you're in.
You're in.
Excellent.
And then once you're signed up, your wife can join the auxiliary, your kids can join the sons, and it just goes on from there. Yeah. And if you're not a veteran and you want to join the sons, you need to have a father or grandfather that was a member, and you can join the Sons of the Legion.
Yep, and if you don't know how to get the DD-214, which is the form you need, Berrien County Veteran Services Office, they can help you out, and I'm sure that you have resources as well.
Yeah, we would have resources and places to call and send and all that.
Excellent. Jason, you're
we'll
awesome.
We'll help you.
Yeah.
So, and then, I mean, we are getting some younger members here, and they are stepping up. We're putting in a new softball.
I saw the fence back there.
And they're stepping up, doing, a lot of great things. And, some of those old guys are getting tired.
No, you get to supervise. That's what that means, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just better supervisors. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah,
that's about all I got.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Is there anything else that you want us to know about the Legion in general?
Just stop by and check us out. And I mean, we're always doing something. Have some sort of summers coming. We're going to have entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We always have, it seems like a couple times a month, cookout.
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
Do you put it up on socials, Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook. Okay. Yep. Post 204. And I don't. My wife takes care of that. But anyways, we are on Facebook.
Excellent. So awesome.
I think it's American Legion Post 204.
Perfect. Well, Jason, I appreciate you letting us have the conversation and appreciate everything that you do for our veterans here, man.
And thanks for coming out and thanks for traveling around and seeing all the Legions.
Happy to do it and happy to chat with our veterans, because for what they get out of it to hear their story, I get 10 times more just by being able to listen to it.
The May We Thank You Tour is presented by Boss Services with support from our veteran-focused partners. Full Circle Cafe in Stevensville, Boss Concrete, Cassopolis Family Clinic Network, Grapevine Nursery, Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline in Niles, Pratt Intermodal Chassis, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We invite you to join us at our American Legion stops and ask you to make a donation to our heroes. And in exchange, you'll get a free American flag T-shirt. The 2022 May We Thank You Tour from 97.5 Y Country.